Hey, welcome back to I Allegedly. I'm Dan. I've got a good one for you today because one thing that blows me away is people that are put in trusted positions and they take advantage of the system, they take advantage of us, and when they get caught, they fall pretty hard. Please hit the like button, subscribe to the channel, and today we have a sponsor, Delete Me, which I've had a lot of people ask me about lately, so timing couldn't be more better. Think about this, guys. For some reason, there's been a lot of postal inspection fraud lately and postal carrier theft. And, it blew me away because there was one story where Cambria Hopkins went out and she was a postal carrier. And what she did was she figured out a way to steal checks, which is horrible. Absolutely awful that this woman did this. But one thing that she did was hooked up with a man named Malik Jones and sold him the arrow key. And I'm like, well, what's an arrow key? The arrow key is the master key that opens up the back of an entire post office box for like an apartment complex and places like that. So she hooks up with this guy, and then he went out and recruited friends to go and open mail and steal checks, look for things that look like checks and steal the checks. Hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of checks stolen. She's going to do serious time. So is he. But I was blown away by this because the conspiracy and the going back and forth, she's going to face 5 years for that. But the arrow key, having that thing get stolen and using it and selling it, that's a 10-year penalty, 10 years in jail for that. So you don't realize how, you know, our mail is supposed to be protected by these people. But the best one is Scott Kelly. Scott Kelly was a postal inspector. The Postal Inspection Service for the United States of America is the cops of the post office. This guy figured out in New York that there were a lot of elderly people that were scammed with what they call a Jamaican scam. And the Jamaican scam was, hey, listen, Dan, you won the lottery, but for you to win the lottery, you need to send us cash. You need to send us $1,600, $2,800, whatever the figure is. And if you do this, we'll send you your lottery winnings. Oh my gosh, I want my $800,000. I want my $1 million. So they would do this. Mr. Kelly, being the degenerate that he is, he figured out that this money was sent. So they would look for this money. And then what he would do is he would anonymously send emails to the postal inspectors to keep an eye out on the scam checks coming in. And hey, when you guys get these envelopes, you have a second party open it, and then you send me the cash. Only problem was the guy didn't return the cash. He kept the money. So wild, guys. Absolutely wild. Now this degenerate took this money and used it for hookers. He hired two separate escrow or outcall services and spent $15,400 for two different women. What do you get for 15 grand, guys? What do you get? Seriously, $15,000 for hookers. Wow. Okay, and then the next thing was the guy built a patio in his backyard, renovated his house, did all these different remodels using the stolen funds that he took from other people. Now remember, he's the cop of the Postal Service. Isn't that terrible? It's horrific. So we're seeing more and more of this, but we're in an era right now that people are complaining more about this. Hey, I didn't get my grandma's, you know, check for $100. I didn't get this. I didn't get that. So they pinpoint it. It's so sophisticated now, and they use AI for this, but they can determine, wow, have you noticed this comes from John's route? It's coming from over here. So then they can start inspecting it. The problem is you don't want the postal inspectors to be the criminals, which is wild. I had somebody reach out to me and say, hey, you got to go to T. Winkle Park, which we've filmed at a few times, but they're draining the park right now. So going through a remodel. So this place does not look like it normally does, to say the least. So anyways, have you guys ever been the victim of it? You know, postal theft or anything like that. But I had no idea that there was a thing called the arrow key. Now, one thing that was funny was a friend of mine couldn't get her package delivered from Amazon because the Amazon driver was new and didn't get the authorization code for the complex. Think about it. They have those codes. Like, you live in a complex, they know how to press a button to get through the door so they can get to your complex. They do that all the time. Well, great in theory, guys, but not everybody has that. But imagine selling those keys, selling those codes. You know, you could sneak into a complex, break in, rob people if you knew those codes. So it's interesting. But again, have you noticed? I mean, lately there's been just dozens of these postal, you know, people that have been arrested. It's kind of crazy. Let's talk about our sponsor, Delete Me. Are you tired of spam phone calls? Are you tired of your email address getting hacked and getting things you just never asked for? Well, there's a great service that can help you fight this. It's called Delete Me. All of our personal information is sold by data brokers. They collect it, they sell it to different people, and we fall victim to this all the time. There is a service that eliminates your personal information from the internet. I've used it for over a year now, and it is absolutely amazing. It's called Delete Me, and if you use the discount code IALLEGEDLY, you save 20% off their regular price. Use the link below or use this QR code, sign up for it today. But so many things they can eliminate: your name, your address, your phone number, your email address, your occupation, your relatives, all this different information that you just don't want out there. Again, I've used it for over a year. It's an amazing service. Check out Delete Me today, save 20%, use the IALLEGEDLY discount code, and get your information taken off the web. One thing we covered a little bit last week was the fact that Nevada, the state of Nevada, their website was under a cyber attack. They wouldn't really say how much, you know, damage was done. And then finally, Timothy Galluzzi, their chief IT officer, gave a press conference and just said, hey, everything's been corrupted. They've stolen personal information. They've stolen data from us. And we don't know the extent of it yet. Guys, think about everything like your state has. I live here in California. Think of everything the state of California has on me. Okay? From social securities to addresses to phone numbers to everything. Bank account information, everything. Well, Nevada's no different, guys. Nevada's an absolute mess right now. And it's just, you know, it's still down, but they cannot conduct business right now. That is that's the thing that blew me away. And Nevada.com, NV.gov, the filming of this video, the site's still down. Isn't that crazy? So, I mean, these guys did a number on these guys. So between that and let's talk about Vegas for a second. Vegas is experiencing still another month of down sales. You've got, it looks like, 9 straight months of down tourism and traffic. Again, what's the answer for this? Is it too expensive? Do people not have extra money to piss away? You know, the casinos are making money. They always do, but they're raising prices and making it unaffordable for everybody else. Now, one thing that was interesting was the Trump coin, the Liberty coin, the World Liberty coin. This was done by Donald Trump's sons. Now, people are saying, hey, did you see the Trump coin lost a bunch of value yesterday? Okay, here's the thing about this. That's not the whole part of it. Early investors could buy a Trump coin for as little as half a cent. And they sold a value of, they created a value of $30 billion. The Trump coin goes live yesterday on Labor Day. And the thing that's wild about this was the coin opened at 30 cents and then there was massive selling. The insiders start selling. The most that an insider could sell is 20% of their holdings. Well, I got to be honest with you guys. If I bought something for a half a cent, the early investors, the most they paid, a penny and a half for each one of these coins. They go out and they could sell 20% of their holdings at 30 cents, get 24 cents. These people made a killing. It's like $60 million, you know, was sold by these personal investors already. So that's wild. So I'm not too concerned that the Trump kids are going to lose money or that this thing's going to go down in value, but a lot of insider selling, that's what people should look at. People should look at somebody pays half a penny for something and can sell it for 30 cents. It's staggering the amount of money that these people made. Huge profits on this stuff. If you can get in on these meme coins early, some people have made millions and millions of dollars on this. It's kind of depressing to see this park like this as they drain this thing. I know it's going to be remodeled and they're going to do cool stuff to it, but we filmed out here and it's normally so beautiful and so many people playing, and kids and, you know, all the ducks and everything, and just kind of looks lost right here. One thing that we've heard so much about is AI job problems. How about this? They interviewed a bunch of recruiters and they say that 72% of the applicants that they get right now are fakes through AI. 72%. Now, that's not, you know, the end of it. People are using deep fakes to do job interviews for them. Let's say I wanted to work a job in sales. Well, gosh, I'm, you know, I don't think I interview well. Well, it's okay, Dan, I'll interview for you. We'll use your voice. We'll use deep fake. We'll take your picture and put it on the guy that knows all the answers to the marketing. And that way Dan's in the interview. You understand? Only 14% of these recruiting firms have deep fake technology on the interview process that they can determine if these people are fakes or not. Isn't that wild, guys? There's just so many of these jobs that are being ran, and it's just by AI and by all these different fake bots. So, you know, a friend of mine told me about how, hey, you're going to see more and more of these, you know, people applying for hundreds of jobs at a time. I mean, God love you if you can do that. But eventually you got to show up and you got to be the person that can go through the interview process. You'd think. You know, I think about my friend and how it took him 3 months to find a job, really qualified. But the stuff that they had him do, you know, I'll tell you, and I'll give you a few things. They would, hey, listen, they would start to do the interviews via face. And they'd go, listen, Tom, we're going to end it here. We're going to call you. And is your phone number this? Yeah, we're calling you right now. Instantly call. Before he even got off the FaceTime, so they would hear the phone ring and he would answer it, and then they would get off the Zoom. They talk to him, okay, blah, 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 how about this, how about that? Okay, let's go back onto Zoom. We'll send you a new Zoom link. Send him a new Zoom link, and then he'd have to answer that. So they did this, and we couldn't figure it out. Oh my God, that's kind of nutty. Is this company stupid? No, the company was trying to fight AI fraud. So I haven't seen anything yet, guys. I think this is just the beginning of it. Going to finish this video with these last few things. Don't forget to join our email list. The link is below in the video description. We've heard so much talk about tariffs, and I found a great article from Small Business Exchange. It will be below, talking about, you know, who's going to be most affected by tariffs. And the five areas are construction, manufacturing, retail, professional services, and then you're going to have regional disparities that are going to affect everything as far as getting the product and logistics. Now, here's the thing. Global supply chain is going to be affected hugely. Construction, 78% of the construction prices are going to be affected, and products are going to be affected because of these tariffs. It's going to affect everything from small jobs to big construction to builders and all the stuff that's brought in from out of the country. Again, guys, you don't realize how much lumber is shipped in, how much metal, wiring, all this stuff that's not made in the United States, that's brought in from around the world. The next thing that we've talked a lot about is fast food prices. It's not a deal anymore. There are no deals on fast food prices right now. And it used to be something that was an inexpensive way to feed yourself. Now it's not. I mean, people are better off to go make their own food than to go out and to, you know, eat at a fast food restaurant. It's just the way it is, guys. I mean, there's just no two ways about it. Name a fast food restaurant right now that's good value and good prices. I can't name them right now. I cannot name them. Now, this is something, you know, this is creepy, okay? you know, I consider myself a semi-religious person, but they're talking about AI apps are going to be able to talk to the dead within 5 years. Well, that seems kind of satanic to me. It seems kind of awful. Oh, yeah, I'm going to talk to an app and talk to grandma. Oh, my mom, let me let her know about the Dodgers because she's such a huge fan. You know, come on, guys. Doesn't that get weird? Doesn't that, like, you sit there and go, maybe this isn't the right thing to do, okay? Even if it's fake, I mean, what are we going to get to? Well, you'll never visit a cemetery again. You'll be able to just to talk to everybody via the AI app. Okay. Seems creepy to me. How about you? Think it's creepy? I do. That's the last story in the video. Hit the like button, subscribe to the channel, and if you want to get a hold of me, it's hello@iallegedly, and I'll see you soon. And it's, you know, almost 98 degrees out today. I'll see you soon.